This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com Fragile Earth Health and Peak Oil podcast feed. I wanted to get on the horn here and comment about this, because I've pretty harshly denounced Greenpeace for the behavior of the crew, basically the stated mission and news that's coming in. An article here in SMH.com, the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia, an article called "Look Up, Whale Warriors, the Air Attack is Coming." And what this article describes is a Sea Shepherd, a ship that belongs to Greenpeace, is basically trying to disable the Nissan Maru or Nishin Maru by fouling its propellers. That's what they're showing here. They're trying to actually disable the propulsion system on this ship, and that's wrong. You know, I understand the sentiment that, all right, hey, let's get those evil whalers. And I personally would prefer to see a worldwide moratorium on whaling for a long time. I don't know how long, but a long time. My sense of all this with regards to whaling is that there's been too much of it for too long, and it's been too uncontrolled. Allowing for whale populations to replenish is a good thing. In the long term, I don't have a problem with whaling. I do think that it should be responsibly managed. And that's the problem that has been so far, is that it hasn't been, and that's been detrimental. So it's just like fishing, salmon fishing or anything like that. You do too much of it, and you fish things out. You're not being a good steward of the sea. Same deal here. And like I said in the article, I'm a sailor. I used to be a sailor. Let me tell you, folks, this is not child's play what these guys are doing. This is dangerous. This is the kind of, this is like someone trying to ram you with their car. In fact, that's what these guys do. They pull in front of the ship. This guy, the guy that's piloting the ship, can't even see these people. You can look in the picture in the article. They cannot see these people when they're right up in front of the bow of the ship. These guys are being idiots, all right? And not only that, they're not just endangering their own lives. They are endangering the lives of the people on the ship. How can they do that, you say? It's a big old ship, and they just have these little dinghies. If they succeed in, first of all, the ship has to try and take maneuvers to avoid killing these idiots, and that's never safe. You try and move big ships around like that, suddenly problems can result. The bigger issue, though, is these guys, these green, and that's another thing. I'll get to this whole business of the Greenpeace hypocrisy, because that's what this is. This is not peace. This is violence. This is the use of force, because these people are not satisfied with the laws that are currently implemented, and that's thuggery. And someone objected to my use of the word piracy to describe what these guys are doing. When you interfere with the right of way of a ship navigating on the high seas, for whatever reason, if you interfere with that ship, you are a pirate. Whether you're there to rob them, whether you're there to rape people on board, whether you're there to disable the ship and maroon the people that are on it, if you interfere with the progress of a ship that's trying to make way on the high seas, you are a pirate. It's illegal, and it's against the law of the sea. And these guys are criminals. They're violating the law. And I do believe that the Japanese government should, in conjunction with the cooperation of the Australian government, take action to rein these idiots in. So, yeah, I'm rather ticked off about this. Because what these guys are doing is they're for people like me that would like to see some responsible whaling policies, these guys are discrediting the whole concept of doing this. People look at this, I'll tell you, there's people that look at this and they cheer and they go, yay, yay, and these guys are lionized as being the protectors of the whales. They are not saving any whales by doing this. These guys in the whaling fleet are going to get their catch of whales. That's going to happen whether these yo-yos are out there or not. I don't have a problem with Greenpeace using their ships to publicize whaling. I have a major problem with them deliberately trying to disable a ship on the high seas. If they do that, bad things can happen. This is not Net Chicken. And by the way, Net Chicken, I love you, man, but I think you're wrong about this. You know, you talk about like people refusing to give up their seats on the bus. This isn't a bus. Buses don't sink. People don't drown if the bus capsizes. They're in the high seas. When you disable the propulsion system of a ship on the high seas, that is the like one of the worst things that can happen. You can't control where it goes. You can drift. You can run aground. You can't get out of the way of storms. If the seas start to kick up, you can't turn the ship into the waves, and it can capsize. That can kill people. That is what these guys in Greenpeace are doing. They are deliberately trying to disable this ship. And in the process of doing that, they are putting their own lives in danger. They're putting the lives in danger of the people on the ship. And let's say these guys succeed in fouling the screws. They call them propellers. In the Navy, we call them screws. That's what the big little props on the back there. If they foul those, somebody is going to have to go down there and unfoul them. And then and when you do that out in the open ocean, you run risk of dying. And that's, see, this whole... This is so juvenile, and that's what pisses me off about this. These guys are not being responsible. They're not respecting the law. So do they expect to be protected by the laws when they're going around and indulging this kind of thuggery? I don't think they should. Frankly, if they get run over by the Nisshin Maru, they earned it, because they're deliberately there, and they're deliberately interfering with the right-of-way of that ship. And the laws of navigation on the high seas are very clear about this. These guys have no business interfering with what the Nisshin Maru is doing. I respect that they disagree with it. I condemn the fact that these guys do not have enough civilization in their blood to recognize that if the law allows this, then they should allow it. If they want to make their own law, what's next? They're going to get out some guns? Are they going to start shooting at the Nisshin Maru? What makes this peaceful? If I walk up to you and I tie a rope around your feet to keep you from walking somewhere, is that nonviolent? That's what these guys are doing. They're jerks, and that's what I wanted to say and get on the horn here. There's a lot more to this, but I just wanted to make the point that for those people who say that this is peace, and that's by the way, what really irritates me. It's not just the fact that these guys are being thugs. This is terrorism. Terrorism is the use of violence or the threat of violence to achieve political goals. And these guys have a political goal. They want to stop this whaling from happening, and since they're not getting their way in the international... You know, in the UN and in these treaties that have been, it's like the people at the WTO, we'll just protest, we'll just burn things down because we don't agree with the WTO. That's what I'm seeing here. And I'll tell you, man, if you want to set back the cause of reducing whaling, keep doing this. Because you know what? I'll support anything that can be done to get these Greenpeace yo-yos off the high seas. They have no place there. These guys belong in jail, frankly. People can lionize them all they want. As far as I'm concerned, they're nothing more than crooks. And then they call themselves peace activists. They call themselves Greenpeace. If people believe in peace, they don't use violence, they don't use force, and they don't use threats to accomplish the goals of peace. That's just another way of saying war. So these guys are not only thugs, but they're hypocrites. And Greenpeace, if anyone out there is a member of Greenpeace, I urge you to live up to your name and distance yourself. Put an end to this kind of nonsense. Stop using violence. Stop using force. Use peace. Instead of spending money on sending these guys down there and screwing around with these ships and playing these little, bravado games, take that money, lobby people in the United Nations, lobby people in the Japanese government. Work something out with these people. And if you can't work something out with these people, for God's sake, why don't you try an approach other than just trying to fight them physically on the high seas? This is madness. Please choose peace. Thank you.